Talk Live, and we're here live at the Liberty Forum, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum 2013 edition. Always an exciting time. The room is packed with people, which I'm happy to see because normally we're doing the show during dinner time, and apparently dinner starts a half an hour later tonight, so we get a little bonus crowd, and that's good because they get to maybe get a teaser of the speaker that's going to be coming up, the keynote speaker that's coming up right after dinner, Tom Woods. He's headlining the entire event here this weekend, and a big name in the Liberty movement. TomWoods.com is his website. And Tom, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Very glad to be with you guys.
So Tom, how did this, you know, what is the issue that you seem to get the most press for? I mean, I've heard you vilified in the media for some issues. What is it that gets you the most press?
Well, it so happens it's the very same thing they want me to talk about tonight, actually, which the funny thing is it's the idea of state nullification that we're starting to hear more and more about, you know, states refusing to enforce laws they consider to be unconstitutional. Now, you know, to me, I think the idea is actually pretty tame. I think it's the problem with it is it's not bold enough. And yet, of course, it's making, you know, steam come out of the ears of the establishment, of the Hillary Clintons and the John McCains of the world, you know.
Well, you know, I mean, the country is called the United States. So, I mean, it's, you know, the question is do these states have the sovereignty or does the federal government have the sovereignty, right? I mean,
yeah, well, I mean, to me, if you just look at U.S. history, there's really, I don't even think the subject is debatable. That the states came first, the states were exercising attributes of sovereignty long before there was a United States, and then there was a United States. The alternative view expects us to believe that first there was the United States of America, and then there were the states. Like, how could that be? Right? It doesn't even make sense even to state it. So the thing is, certain things follow from this, that if the states, the peoples of the states are the primary units, that they can't allow an institution they themselves created to destroy them.
Now, you know, so many people, it seems like when you talk about nullification, it gives one this, you know, hard right bigot sound.
Yeah,
why
right.
is that?
Yeah, because we want to go out and oppress people. That's what we're all about. Well, I think it's because of the version of history that we're all taught, that it, onward and upward, political centralization is a progressive force, citizen. Don't you stand in the way of progress, and so on and so forth. But was political centralization a progressive force in the 20th century? I mean, was it better to have a centralized regime in Germany? Like,
How about Russia?
Was that better for the people? Like, was it better to have that?
Well, were the feds were on the side of good? If there is such a thing in the civil rights movement in the South, right? I mean, like that a lot of people think of the South.
That's right. Yeah, that's what they think of. And I wouldn't say that this is some kind of preposterous concern, and you know, no one can have a legitimate concern. I mean, obviously we're dealing with states, and states are rotten and morally indefensible and terrible. So of course they're going to do terrible things. But the types of things that the states threatened to do in the 60s regarding civil rights, they were able to get away with because the 15th Amendment to the Constitution was not being enforced. But once the Voting Rights Act of 1965 was passed, all these problems subsided with school segregation and all that. It wasn't the Supreme Court that solved that problem. Yeah, they had a case in 1954, Brown versus Board, and the South just dragged its feet. It wasn't until the Southern legislators had to actually answer to black constituents that all of a sudden, miracle of miracles, they started to address those issues. So now we're not living in 1963 anymore. You know, the threats to our liberties are coming much more from Washington, D.C. There is nothing the states could do that would be worse than war on Iran, for example. Like, you know, it's about time we get our brains out of 1963 and realize basically, we're all threatened. White, black, rich, poor, we're all threatened by a lawless regime.
Now, one of the things I've heard about is the Fugitive Slave Act was nullified by northern states.
Right.
So, I mean, if people who support nullification are bigots because they support it because it was oppressive to blacks in the 60s, it was, you know, they are the opposite.
It was liberating.
It was liberating to the blacks in the 1860s.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the fascinating, totally forgotten, of course, because it doesn't fit into the narrative of progressive force in history has been political centralization. Well, that doesn't fit with the real reality, so they just give us this comic book version.
And somehow the federal government of the United States is, you know, painted in this circumstance by people who would, you know, say nullification is bad as a force of good.
And I mean, what I would say, first of all, there's this case of Joshua Glover in the 1850s, which I talk about in my book, Nullification. And Wisconsin, its legislature and its state Supreme Court both declared certain aspects of the 1850 Fugitive Slave Act to be unconstitutional, void, and of no effect. And they quoted Thomas Jefferson, who came up with the idea of nullification, word for word when they did so. I mean, this is not what we're taught in school. We're taught this is just for oppressive reasons. But let me tell you, if the federal government, when it was in the process of rounding up the Japanese Americans in the early 1940s, if we had been able to nullify that at the state level, you're telling me that would have been bad? Oh, no, we better not nullify that because our overlords at the federal level are telling us we got to do it. No, look, it just it depends on what's being nullified. You know?
It's happening all across the country, right? Like marijuana laws.
Laws, medical marijuana. There's stuff about the NDAA, indefinite detention,
yep.
And drones, and the TSA. And, I mean, these are issues that affect everybody. And we should all feel like if there's any mechanism we can use to stop this Bush/Obama assault on us, we should use it.
Yep. I agree. Now, you had said that nullification doesn't go far enough. I take it you are hinting at secession.
I'm hinting at anything else. But
is there anything between nullification and secession? Because I'm a secession guy. I say go all the way. Let's break this
thing
up.
I'm a nullification guy because I say I don't want to get them off.
Because you're a moderate.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a moderate.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, I don't think there really is anything between nullification and secession. But I do think they are basically both based on the idea that there's no reason to think that 310 million people being ruled by one city is the only way we can possibly live, or that the number of square feet in the United States is some kind of sacred number, you know, and if it were reduced by 20%, you know, like the heaven, thunderbolts from Zeus would be thrown to earth. I mean, it's incredible how brainwashed we are to think of the United States as some kind of sacred thing. And all it is a practical thing. And if it's oppressive, then you break it up into a whole bunch of smaller bits. And if that's oppressive, you break they're just. But yet we're taught to treat it like some religious object of religious veneration. This is twisted. This is not a normal thing.
The biggest objection to secession, we've talked a lot about it on Free Talk Live, but the biggest objection, the go-to thing has to be, they're going to roll in tanks.
Yeah.
How do you address that one?
All right, well, I'm not so sure they are going to roll in tanks. I mean, you know, it's easy when it's evil Southern slaveholders. Well, it's hard to sympathize with them sometimes.
Yeah,
all right?
Indeed.
But here, you know, like, I mean, suppose Vermont, you know, because there is this second Vermont Republic.
That's right.
Suppose Vermont secedes. Now, you know, there's no segregation going on in Vermont. Vermont's almost entirely white to start with, right? So Vermont is as progressive and, you know, anti-Walmart and everything as you could possibly ask for.
Don't they have a socialist senator?
Right. So, I mean, yeah, so could you imagine the American public saying the best approach is to slaughter as many of our own people as we possibly can? I mean, here's the U.S. government trying to portray itself as this great protector of democracy around the world. We hate these dictators who kill their own people. Well, what exactly would you call rolling tanks into California if not killing your own people? I just don't see that you could just – I don't think the American people are so brainwashed that they would say, yeah, I'd love to see children's limbs littering the streets
in
California.
Not just children, but in a lot of cases family members, right? I mean, people have families scattered all over.
Exactly.
This country.
Yeah.
So
send in the tanks and kill my brother. He has it coming to him because he's not respecting the sacred number of square feet in the United States.
It's the one thing they could do that would absolutely decimate any amount of legitimacy they have left.
Yeah, that's right. So, I think if we even got to the point where secession was being openly discussed without ridicule, and obviously, again, it's just a practical thing, you know? I mean, just why should this be not even on the table? This is the number of square feet. Why can't we even consider it? But if we ever got to a point where people were willing to consider an idea that is not on the 3x5 card between Mitt Romney and Hillary Clinton, if we ever got to that point, I think we've already gotten to the tipping point. We've gotten to the point where the regime has lost enough legitimacy that it would not be able to pull off some kind of a slaughter like that.
So do you think to get to that point, you have to go through nullification to get there? I mean, states have to continue to say no to the federal government over and over again to get to, you know, some point of secession?
Not necessarily. I mean, the southern states nullified very, very infrequently, and they just went right ahead to secession. So there's no necessary connection.
You just shouldn't fire on force.
try to avoid being lured into it.
Right. All right, more coming up here in moments. We're here live at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Haven't really even talked about what that is. You can go to nhlibertyforum.com to learn more about it. Our phone number is 855-453. Now, you can call about anything, but if you've got a question for Tom Woods, you'll be given preference here. 855-453, live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live from the Liberty Forum. More moments.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk
Talk Live. We're here live from the 2013 Liberty Forum in Nashua, New Hampshire. And the Free State Project puts this event on a yearly basis. We are on the final night. Things will be wrapping up early tomorrow morning, and then folks will go their separate ways. Many will just go home because a lot of us are from New Hampshire because we've made the move here as part of the Free State Project. And we can certainly tell you more about that here in a little bit. We've got somebody who, I don't know if you're a fan of the Free State Project, Tom Woods, but you certainly seem to be very friendly towards it.
Yeah, I love you guys. What is there to be against with the Free State Project?
Well, I'm glad that you're finally here because this is your first Liberty Forum. So,
it is, yeah, and it's a great time.
We'll talk more about that here in a moment. Mark, tell me something important.
If you're considering getting some storable food for emergency situations, and, you know, emergencies present themselves in all kinds of different ways, whether it's weather, or blackouts, or unemployment, fiscal collapse, whatever it is, as far as emergencies going, you're going to need to have storable food in a lot of these situations. It's a basic form of insurance, and really pretty cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand, you can get 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for less than $1.50 a meal. And, I mean, this would be a cost-effective way just to eat in general. It's, on average, half of the cost of the competition, so go to food.freetalklive.com. Check out the chart there that compares the Legacy Premium brand to their competition. They're the only ones that make sure that they get an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. They've got vegetarian and gluten-free options, the best in price, storability, and taste. There's free shipping on all orders. It's food.freetalklive.com. There's some specials there that run out at the end of the month, so go check them out. It's food.freetalklive.com.
So Tom Woods is here with us. His website, tomwoods.com. Author, published quite a few books, from what I understand, and associated with the Mises Institute for quite a long time. You've got a huge reputation in the Liberty community, and you're keynoting tonight. Actually, going to be leaving here shortly to go and do your speech and enjoy a dinner. So appreciate you staying the extra segment here with us.
I'm glad to.
We've been talking about one of my favorite issues, that's secession. And you're saying this should be on the table. This is a topic that people need to be discussing. And there was some, I guess, level of national discussion going on with those petitions that kind of buzz. You know, there was a lot of buzz around after the election. Of course, the answer to the petitions from the White House ended up being, yeah, we're going to kill you. I mean, that was essentially their answer.
Yeah, that's a tough thing to go against. And, of course, kids are all taught one and indivisible in the Pledge of Allegiance, mm-hmm. basically. You know, one nation, indivisible. They're taught all this propaganda. And both left and right have both more or less jumped on board with nationalism is the solution to our problems, and anyone who thinks that we might be able to live any other way is some kind of enemy of mankind.
And the best solution to a problem is forcing other people to do what you want them to
do. I mean, what if you have a situation where you have the vast majority, let's say you've got like half the population really, really believes one thing, and the other half believes something totally incompatible with that. Why are we taught that the best way to handle that is to force everybody to stay at each other's throats,
yep.
each trying to force the other's views? You know, I mean, wouldn't it be better to say, well, look, you have a different way of thinking than we do. Why don't you go live your way, we'll live our way, and then we'll trade goods with each other,
yep.
you know, and we'll just leave it at that. Like, why is that considered crazy? But it's not considered crazy to have hostile people forced to be in the same system with each other. Like, why would that not be crazy?
Yeah, and they just continue, you know, so one side gets the advantage, and then the other side, you know, works doubly hard, and they take the advantage, and it happens all the way from D.C. all the way on down to the local school board. I mean, on the school board, they're fighting over minutia, like, you know, whether to have an electronic sign out in front of the building or what the curriculum should be in a classroom.
Right, and that's symbolized in the way MSNBC covered the election one or two cycles ago. They called it Battleground America. Well, that's exactly what it is. It's a low-intensity civil war that goes on year after year as we keep clawing and scraping to get hold of the state apparatus so we can stick it in the faces of our neighbors.
The Onion News Network called it the war for the White House.
Yeah, it's exactly what I mean. Like, lay down your weapons, people. Return to your homes, right?
Well, and you know, people taking their own personal efforts and putting them into doing something different is really important, and that's what's happening here with the Free State Project, because
you know, liberty-minded people are just too spread thin all across the country. And, of course, the idea here is to fix that by bringing a concentration of activists to New Hampshire. And it's been happening. You know, you've come in here now. It's 10 years beyond the original creation of the Free State Project, 12, I think, years at this point. And we've got over 1,000 people here. Is there anything else like this? Is there anything more exciting to you as far as the prospects for liberty in the future than what we've got going on here?
Well, I'm really excited about what you've got going on. I was saying off the air that it's like I'm in another country. I come here, we've got this flourishing Free Talk Live with 8 gazillion listeners, and everybody here has got some little project to advance liberty without waiting and saying, well, 4 years from now we'll elect some other president, and then maybe we'll get liberty. Like, first of all, no, we won't. And secondly, why wait? And they're coming up with creative ways to do it. Now, the Bitcoin people have been at my ear this event, and they've got me. I don't quite totally get the whole Bitcoin thing, but if what they're telling me about Bitcoin is true, then that is going to give you guys a run for your money.
I agree with you that Bitcoin is
internationally it's huge.
Yeah, it's an incredible force for freedom, and it's unstoppable. And
so Bitcoin is going to empower every liberty form of activism or outreach or whatever it's going on anywhere, and it's an international phenomenon. But with all these liberty people combined together in New Hampshire, we had the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year. There were so many vendors, because anybody can come and just kind of set up a booth and sell food or sell T-shirts or whatever. So many of the vendors were accepting Bitcoin that they were saying on the Bitcoin forums that this was the biggest Bitcoin event, like the biggest Bitcoin accepting event in the world to date was at New Hampshire's Porcupine Freedom Festival. So
right.
Bitcoin's only going to make things better here in New Hampshire.
Absolutely.
For the liberty movement.
But and then at this particular event, you can talk to, you can have real conversation with people and not feel like, well, if my opinion falls off that card from Mitt Romney to Hillary Clinton, it must be illegitimate. No. It's probably illegitimate if it's on that card.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so we actually have free and open conversation. Now, in terms of another exciting thing, I will just say is something that I'm working on, and I'll have more details about it coming out soon, but I'm actually working on developing a K-12 homeschool curriculum with liberty focus. Because I keep getting emails from people saying, what do I do with my 10-year-old? And I have to say, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm going to have something.
Is that going to be part of the Liberty Classroom?
Yeah, it's going to be something separate.
How long? I got a 5-year-old here, Tom.
We're going to launch a few of the grades this year.
Okay, we start with kindergarten?
And then every year we're going to launch a few more. But we're going to have kindergarten through 5th grade be free.
Oh, cool.
For the first 6 years, you can test out how good the program is.
Yeah, that's exciting. I'm pretty sure you're not teaching history to kindergarten.
So would one go to tomwoods.com to learn more about this when it's ready?
Yeah, you would find out about it if you were at tomwoods.com. And if you subscribe to my letter, woodsletter.com. Yeah,
okay.
All the cool people do that.
So now wait a second. So you go to tomwoods.com and then what? You subscribe? There's some link to subscribe?
Well, on tomwoods.com, you'll see it on my right column.
Okay.
Fill it in.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm going to go do that now.
I have to say, I'm excited to have you here, Tom, and I know that there's a lot of people that want to meet you. Are you going to be staying through the night? Are you going to be here tomorrow, early morning?
Yeah, we'll see how the weather treats me, but okay. I'm trying to head out tomorrow morning. We'll see.
All right, fantastic.
TomWoods.com.
Keep up the great work. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thanks for being on Free Talk Live.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Really appreciate you having you here, and enjoy the rest of the Liberty Forum, because these people are some of the best in the world. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hey, speaking of Bitcoin, we got one of the Bitcoin guys coming in here next. He's going to tell us about the Bitcoin ATM, which is just incredible. If you haven't had a chance, if you're here at the Liberty Forum, you can actually go and use this thing. I used it earlier today. So easy to use. We're on the way. Talk Live.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and do it toll free at 855-453. We can still take your phone calls, even though we are live on site at the Crowne Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. We've got all kinds of interesting people that will sit in and join us throughout the night tonight. Mark has been busily organizing wonderful guests for us here tonight. We had, of course, Tom Woods to start the show out, and we've got more to come here, and a great studio audience. Thank you to everybody who's taken time out, because apparently there's dinner being served somewhere, so why it is you're not there instead of, you know, being here, I'm not sure. But thanks for being here tonight. Thank you, studio audience.
And a special guest to SACL CAI for bringing us our phone lines. If you've got to try something, if you've got a business and you want to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, Jason Osborne and his crew over at SACL CAI can take care of your business. You can see their banner at Free Talk Live. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
We're going to talk to a guy here in a moment that is doing some really incredible work with Bitcoin and the Bitcoin ATM. We'll get to that here in just a moment. But first, let's go to Greg. Greg, he's listening in Cincinnati. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Now, forgive me. We don't get you here in Cincinnati, so I'm kind of staggered listening to the podcast. And forgive me if this is redundant. You talked about this. But I just listened to the podcast with the Blue Ridge Project. You had the guy sort of trying to explain things. And frankly, I thought that he made the case worse than the end. Trying to portray Blue Ridge Project as, you know, this sort of open-minded group. I think this comes from a very eerie place. this sort of tendency to exclude. And frankly, it's the elephant in the room, and it's Stephon Molyneux. And I don't think you guys talk about this guy quite enough because he's very influential, very brilliant, and he's been very influential in how I think. But this will to, this drive to exclude is very disturbing to me. And I think if you go back and look at the history.
You're talking about Stephon Molyneux or the Blue Ridge Liberty Project?
Well, both. I think they're one and the same. I think that the biggest motivation for Blue Ridge Liberty Project, and someone proved me wrong, but I think it comes straight from Stephon Molyneux. I mean,
I know they are influenced by him.
Right, they're fans certainly. But
right.
What is Stephon? I've only met Stephon a number of times at like the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and he's always been a very nice guy, and we've had him on the show, and he's been great on the air. But I can't say I'm a listener. I don't know really what he says. Is his advice to exclude people? Can you tell me about that?
Oh yeah, well that's part of the controversy, and that's this sort of back and forth is. One of the most controversial views that he holds is that you should exclude people out of your life who, if given the logic put in front of them, they would still continue to use force against you for something,
right.
Or someone else. Which, fine, that makes sense, but to alienate yourself from so many people in your life because of this drive for consistency and logic, frankly, I think is very dangerous. And I think what's going to end up happening is, if you go back and look at the history of Ayn Rand in the 1950s and 60s, she played this exact same game. From on high, from this is what Ayn Rand says, with logical consistency, you must meet these criteria, and her movement fell apart.
I've heard this before about him.
Is he saying, just to be clear,
that you should not even talk to people, or that you should just not be close friends with them?
I've heard a few different versions of this, and then you get people respond and say, no, he didn't say that, it's such a frustrating back and forth conversation. It's very murky, and every time someone tries to clarify, no, this is not what Stephon said, or this is not what the Blue Ridge Project said, because frankly, I think they're sort of the same thing. Every time someone tries to clarify, they're not helping their case. And I hear this all the time of, well, these people are cults, the Molyneux fans are cults. Well, they're not disproving this, to be honest. I think there needs to be a marketing sort of shift if this particular flavor of the Liberty Movement wants to make themselves have a better name, because I'm distancing myself from them.
Well, I think a feature of a cult is a strong personality sort of at the center of it, and Stephon Molyneux's got a strong personality, but every indication I've ever had from this guy is he's not really looking for that in his life. He's not trying to surround himself with his followers or get them to lie around naked at his behest or whatever it is that cult leaders do. I think he believes strongly in the things that he believes, and some people will sometimes take those ideas and go a little step farther. I think that these people are taking it a bit too far, but I can understand why you would want to be around people with whom you agree. I mean, I get it.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Now, let me clarify.
But I totally understand where you're coming from, Greg, in that it seems like it's ostracizing people maybe too unnecessarily.
Right, and if Stephon Molyneux was sitting next to me right now, I'd be starstruck. It would make my year. So don't misinterpret this that way. It's the people who take his version of the flavor of, this is how I see liberty, and sort of package it in this weird sort of confrontational, exclusive way. It's very concerning to me, and I find more and more people secretly sort of distancing themselves, or openly distancing themselves from him.
Well, I think it's important to point out that, if people take this advice and they take it to an extreme, like some other projects might have done, and exclude people from their project, that's going to sign their own death warrant as far as the success of the project is concerned, in my opinion. And thankfully, we've got the Free State Project that accepts anybody that loves liberty. The only qualifying statement is that you have to agree that the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. And that can include a minarchist, and it can include, an anarchist and voluntarist and everything in between. So, for the failures of the other movements, I think we're doing very, very well here in New Hampshire. And I'm more than happy to be friendly with statists. I think that's an important thing to do. I think it's important to meet with them and talk with them and be friendly and show them that, liberty works and try to persuade them, whether it's with logic or with just overwhelming numbers of people supporting the ideas of liberty. I think we're going to do both here in New Hampshire because the numbers are growing and we've got the logical position, we've got the the moral position and a practical position. So over time, I think the statists will either shift their perspective or they'll probably decide to leave New Hampshire.
Well said. I will be up there for Porkfest, and it'll be my first visit to New Hampshire.
Sounds good, Greg. Look forward to seeing you there, and maybe you'll be able to meet Stefan Molyneux, because he seems to be a regular Porkfest attendee, and perhaps you could have a conversation with him. Maybe we'll put you both on the air together or something like that. Thanks for the call.
Star Trek. Bye.
Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. We've got a special guest here with us. Zach Harvey is a participant in the Free State Project, and you've been here for what, a couple years now? How long? Come on, real close.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I've been here since December 2011.
Okay.
Moved from Tel Aviv, Israel.
That's quite the move. Now, are you a native of Tel Aviv?
No, I was born in Washington, D.C.
Okay, so that made it a little easier then, I guess.
I moved to Jerusalem with my family when I was about 7, and then Jerusalem and Tel Aviv during the years, and then just about over a year ago, moved to Manchester, New Hampshire.
When did you find Bitcoins?
First heard about Bitcoin probably about 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
So at a pretty early stage.
Online?
Online, mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess dismissed it at the first stage. It was like, I don't know what this is, whatever.
Sure.
That's kind of how we were initially, too.
It's probably the way you should be when a virtual skeptical currency comes out of nowhere, yeah. and people are excited, and you're just like, how does that work?
And then what changed for you? Like, when did you finally get it?
Well, when the value started rising from mm-hmm. nothingness to 25 cents to 50 cents to, oh my God, it's at 80 cents. It's almost worth a dollar. And then from there, it's just gone crazy.
I wish I'd been smart enough to get in back then. But mm-hmm. here we are now with it at, what, over $30? I haven't looked today.
Yeah, Bitcoins yeah. are, you know, sweeping the nation. They're in the world. And they're in all kinds of publications, financial publications and that kind of things that folks need to, they need to get educated on this subject. But so it can be kind of difficult in some cases for people to get Bitcoins. You know, you can find
you
out about
to understand or to acquire.
Acquire okay. them. And oh, you've got a device that can yeah. make it a little easier for people.
Right. So Josh, Matt, and I designed the Bitcoin machine, which is virtually kind of a Bitcoin ATM, where you just take your paper dollars, Federal Reserve notes, put them into the machine, and about 5 seconds later you have Bitcoin.
Yep, you just have to have your smartphone?
Well, you should have. It would be a lot easier if you had your smartphone, but all you really need is a QR code. So you can just come with a cardboard piece of paper with your QR code or somebody else's if you want to send the money wherever they are in the world. Put in some
this
bills.
This thing is awesome. It's, we'll come back and talk more about it here in moments. It's amazing, and there's a lot of vendors here at the Free State Project Liberty Forum. The most buzz I've heard of all the vendors of all the various products has to be about the Bitcoin ATM. So we'll come back and talk more about how it works here in moments. And you can dial in as well, 855-453.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house.
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of 6 or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pale Combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves this live Saturday edition of the show. Even though we are on location, we still can take your calls at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Lots of features. We give them all away. Now, if you enjoy the show, one of the things you can do is contribute some bitcoins to the tip jar. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You'll find the bitcoin address there that you'll need to send some of your bitcoins or a fraction of a bitcoin to Free Talk Live, because you can do that with bitcoins. They are very divisible. They go down to 0.000 something, and they can keep going if they change the programming. So bitcoin.freetalklive.com. There's also some useful links there that will help you learn more about the Bitcoin. So, we use coins.com, for instance. Great introductory website to what this is all about. Bitcoin is a decentralized currency. It's also a financial transaction system, kind of all built into one, and it's international. It's taking off. The value recently has just been going up and up and up. It seems almost like a dollar a day. That's probably an exaggeration, but some days it hasn't been. And Zach Harvey is with us here tonight, who is somebody who's really excited about the Bitcoin. In fact, so much so that he and some partners have put time and money into creating the Bitcoin ATM, because it can be, you know, it can be kind of tricky to get Bitcoin, especially if you don't know about like BitInstant.com, which is a, you know, easy website to go to get them. But, you know, you can't really get them in real life in any meaningful way until now.
Right. So I guess the easiest way up until this point would be human interaction, mm-hmm. of finding someone who had Bitcoin, going to them and trading.
Negotiating with them.
Right, negotiating with them, figuring out a price and transacting. They get the Bitcoin, you get the money, or the other way around. There are other services, as you mentioned, just a BitInstant. There's Coinbase, just mm-hmm. wiring to Mt. Gox. They can all take a little bit more time and interaction with bureaucracy in certain cases.
Right.
And so I actually realized this more and more as I used the machine, which has really only been working for a little over a week.
Yeah, and I used it, was it today or yesterday that I went and got my bitcoins from the machine?
Yeah, I think that was right yesterday.
I think it was yesterday, and it really took a minute.
Mm-hmm.
It took a minute. You push a blue button, you enter your money, then you, you push the blue button, you scan your QR code from your phone, and I have a Bitcoin spinner on my phone, which is just another app, and then you stick the money in, and then you push the button to let it know you're done sticking money in, and it sends it right to the phone.
Right.
That's how fast it was.
Yeah.
And it was really that fast.
And that was the first time you were doing it. If you were to do it again, it would probably take you about 15 seconds.
That's right.
That was my experience, too. You know, most of the time you're spending is reading the instructions
right.
in that minute. And once you know what you're doing, I mean, it's literally in almost an instant.
Right.
And you don't have to deal with negotiating. It's a machine. It's checking the current price. There's a built-in, slight profit, 1% or something like that? Or
well, right now that's what it is for the prototype.
Yeah.
But we plan to actually ship it out as hardware to mm-hmm. anyone that would actually want to buy one and put them in their retail store. Or bar, restaurant, and they just decide what they want their commission to be.
Oh, that's cool.
So if they'd be in some area where it's really hard to come by Bitcoin, maybe they could charge 5-10%.
Mm-hmm.
If they're in downtown New York City and there's a little bit of competition, they may only be able to charge 1.5-2% or maybe even less.
So how far are you from production on these devices? I mean, what you've got down there is a beautiful little prototype, but it looks like a prototype.
It does. It does look like a prototype.
I mean, I think it's made...
The guts are all spilled out, and it's like a wooden enclosure.
Yeah, it's made of like a beautiful lacquer, but you can tell
right.
wood. And
yeah.
it's got, it should have maybe plexiglass. Instead, it's got some kind of clear, partition between you and the camera.
Right.
So how long until production on these things would be coming about?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know yet. We're going to try to aim for about half a year and try to see. The second you start production, you realize that there are issues. And
yeah, right. Well,
it's not only up to you. It's also
how's the prototype going? I mean, it's
way better than expected. I guess we were at the International Students for Liberty Conference,
mm-hmm.
and that's where we kind of showed it for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And we got there on Friday. And we had been sleepless that night because Matt was soldering some of the circuits.
This is my favorite genius, Matt Whitlock.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is the Matt Whitlock. And he was literally soldering joints about an hour and a half before the flight.
Oh,
we were
wow.
like, Matt, we have to leave now. We basically just threw everything into the suitcase. Hope we didn't forget anything, because then it would be all useless, just one cable.
I'd have been scared to death to let the TSA look at that thing.
Yes.
I was wondering what that was.
I didn't take it. And then we got there, and we didn't even finish really building it yet. We haven't even put the plastic on.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually continued building it there, and then Matt and Josh were working all night long, again, like the second night without any sleep, to get it working. And then... Finally, I guess at 12 noon of the second day, I just get a little text. I was downstairs. It was, it works. And I was ecstatic. I ran upstairs and we brought it down. And within 10 minutes of the first person seeing it and taking a photo, he tweeted it. And people started coming because of the tweet. And like, I saw this on Twitter.
Yeah.
Does it work? I'm like, yeah, give it a try.
So at the Students for Liberty Conference, how many people were attending this thing?
That's a good question. I think about 1,500.
That's pretty big.
It's huge.
Was this a national conference or like a regional deal?
It's international.
Okay.
So, it's mostly national of the U.S., but there are some groups, Students for Liberty groups.
I mean, would you say that Bitcoin was fairly well known amongst the attendees?
Yeah. Yeah, I would. A lot of them knew what it was, and the guys that didn't were obviously blown away. And I think helping... we've done these Student for Liberty conferences before without the machine, just trying to introduce them to Bitcoin. And there's a huge difference between just telling people Bitcoin's a really cool idea and having a machine.
Here, you can have some of it.
That really shows you, well, you can have one. All you need to do is download a software. Within a minute, you will have real money.
Now, obviously, this thing is only going to work.
It doesn't feel like real money, though. I think it's going to take a little while for people to really get that bitcoins are probably more real than dollars or euros or any of these other
things.
Right,
which in a way is funny, because why should pieces of paper really be money?
Yeah. Little representations of what they were in the past. The pieces of paper
right.
used to be notes to represent, say, a something of value like silver or gold or something
right.
like that. They don't mean that anymore at all.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas bitcoins have, they're scarce resource, so they're
right.
Impossible to crack. They're non-counterfeitable. And these other forms of currency, when the government wants more, it just makes more.
Right.
And the only thing that sort of backs up these other currencies is they demand the taxes that you pay to them be made in that form of currency. So
right.
That's what gives it legitimacy.
Right. Exactly.
And there's so many taxes we pay. Yeah, you're going to need Federal Reserve notes.
Right. And you can't just make your own currency and have them take that, obviously.
No, they're not
interested.
Which is
beautiful that Bitcoin is decentralized.
Now, you're pointing out this is going to be a piece of hardware that will be offered, say, to like a business owner, mm-hmm. purchase it, put it up on a sales counter, and allow people to buy bitcoins from it, maybe make a little bit of money off of a percentage that they would charge as a currency kind of transaction fee.
Right.
You know, what kind of a layout is a business owner going to be looking at? I mean, this is not a big machine,
mm-hmm.
So it's not like it's going to take up a whole lot of space in a retail location. I can't imagine there's a whole bunch of hardware that's going into this, maybe some sort of processor and, you know, a screen, and well, I don't know if it's Wi-Fi or if it's wired,
mm-hmm.
but obviously there's going to have to be an internet connection for it. What are you expecting the price down the line might end up being for one of these things?
Well, we don't know exactly yet. We have to look into it. We really would like to aim for the $1,000 mark.
$1,000,
yeah.
Okay.
It really depends on what we find, and that's definitely the range. It may end up being a little bit more. If we're lucky, it might be a little bit less. But we want people to be able to afford it and even make the money back within a reasonable amount of time.
Where would someone go to, you know, keep in the loop about this? I mean, is there a mailing list, a website? Is there, you know, Bitcoin ATM somewhere that people can go and
Well, there's our Twitter feed, which right now only has one video, which is twitter.com/LamasuBTC, which is LamasuBTC.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here, suggest get a new URL, because mm-hmm. that one's a difficult one to remember
mm-hmm.
and to speak on the radio. If you have to spell it out, probably not going to be user-friendly. BitcoinATM.com? I don't know if that's available, but
mm-hmm.
That would be something you might want to look at.
We wanted to get one from Bhutan, which is .bt. Which would be awesome.
I see.
But they haven't answered our emails yet.
You have to actually send them an email?
You probably have to do more than that. They probably want a fax or something.
Wow.
I don't know. You have to, like, prove that you're a business. They don't want to just take your money.
Yeah, let's get centralized governments for you.
Yeah.
What do you
expect? We're going to try to convince them to accept Bitcoin.
When this thing comes around again, you know, I hope we can have you back on to talk about it and, you know, promote wherever it is people can go to learn more. Because a Twitter feed's good and all, but like a website or something that people could go to mm-hmm. would be really
Well, we have a website. It's just not much is there
right
now either. It's just a big Lamasu.
Got it.
And email.
What does Lamasu mean?
That's a very good question.
Lamasu
is actually a mythical Assyrian symbol of guardianship.
Cool, man. I appreciate you coming on the show tonight and telling us about the Bitcoin ATM, which I had a chance to use today. So easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it can get any easier. It can just get a little bit, you know, slicker looking, I suppose.
Well, it definitely will be. And we were really excited to see how many new Bitcoin users at Liberty Forum. It was amazing.
Yeah, that's a great event. Thanks again, Zach Harvey, for coming on.
We'll
keep you updated on this Bitcoin ATM thing as we learn more about it. Hour 2's next. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well and wastewater sources. Aquapail, available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.